Kelly, a listener, wrote that she remembered how much effort she put into her femininity when she was dating her now husband. She would look forward to cooking him romantic meals and buying sexy outfits to flounce around in. She loved the way he wanted her, and she loved the feeling of wanting him. After marriage, you know, there were bills to pay, two careers, a home to keep up, and children to raise. After the second child, she gave up her career to take care of the home and children. She would spend the day cleaning, doing laundry, grocery shopping, playing with the kids, and balancing the checkbook. When her husband came home, immediately there were things she wanted him to do now. And of course, none of those things had anything to do with the romance, intimacy, or any other lovish activities. She discovered that she was becoming more naggy, hostile, and bitter, with a growing feeling that she was being cheated out of life. When her husband came home, she stopped going to the door with a hug and a kiss, stopped showing affection, stopped having sex, and even stopped the goodnight kiss. Basically, she was blaming her husband for her own unhappiness, insisting that it was up to him to go out of his way to please her and pamper her to make up for how difficult her life was. Never mind how difficult his day was, which was only amplified by his wife's angry discontent. It was only when a female relative came to ask Kelly for advice about marriage that she realized she was not practicing what she was preaching. She acknowledged to herself that she was using her husband as a scapegoat for her own emotional struggles, and was so busy blaming him for what she felt he was not giving her that she wasn't noting what she wasn't giving him. I'm on the road to fixing that. For starters, I began by realizing how lucky I am that I have the ability to stay home and raise my boys. I wouldn't have that luxury if it weren't for my husband's hard work. I still have that excitement to do things to make him happy because it also makes me happy.